Technology.ie. It's Monday, April 28th, 2014.
Technology.ie is brought to you by Ireland's premier hosting and domain registration company, Black Knight. Black Knight offer a comprehensive range of hosting and domain solutions for businesses of all shapes and sizes, no matter where they are in the world.
This is Conor Whenaghan in the Black Knight studios. And on the line, my guest today is Alex Salter from Samknows, CEO of Samknows. Alex, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Tell me about Samknows. You're based in the UK. What do you do?
So we're headquartered in London. We were founded by, there is a guy called Sam Crawford. He founded the company in 2003 as part of his dissertation at university to track broadband availability in the UK. But more recently, from 2008 onwards, we've been measuring internet performance on behalf of consumers, governments, and ISPs and industry companies. And currently we work with the American government, Canadian government, the Brazilian government, the Singaporean government, the European Commission across all of the member states of the European Union, and also Ofcom, which is the UK regulator. We also work with a number of ISPs in each of those markets, Comcast, Time Warner Cable, Rogers, and British Telecom in the United Kingdom. But we're looking to start working in Ireland in earnest in the coming months.
Excellent. Well, we blogged about you last week on technology.ie. You announced that you're going to come in Ireland and work here. Have you worked here before?
In Ireland, yes. As part of our European Commission study, which includes all the member states of the European Union, we did carry out a study in Ireland. But that was very much on a macro level, looking at comparing countries and technologies rather than actually looking into what's happening in Ireland. The interesting thing that we saw from that study is that there is a deeper story in Irish broadband performance, and that's what we're looking to investigate now with this study.
Can you explain more, please?
So in Ireland, there's a lot of the, or when we do different studies in different countries, we see things that are particular to that country, and then we see themes that carry across different countries. But in Ireland, we see a big difference between the performance in urban areas and rural areas. We see areas that don't have availability and other areas where there is availability, but the performance isn't very good. The other thing that we're looking at is tracking the performance or the investment in infrastructure. And that's the kind of thing that tells you so that we can see not only what's happening today in terms of performance, but what the performance is likely to be in a year's time. So we're looking at really doing a much deeper dive into assessing performance of internet in Ireland.
So how does it work in practice, Alex? How do you work with individual users to measure broadband performance?
So key to our studies are consumers. We couldn't do any of our studies without consumers, but fortunately there's a lot of consumers who are interested in finding out what their actual broadband performance is. So what we do is we look for volunteers to participate in the project. Those volunteers get a free piece of hardware to put in their homes. That hardware is a Samknows hardware. It doesn't look at anything that the volunteer is doing. It just runs tests on the network. And we put that hardware into, I mean, I guess we've got hundreds of thousands of these volunteers around the world, but we'll be looking for several thousand in Ireland. And that device, the hardware device, is very small, just sits in the home and runs tests for us. The volunteers themselves get a few things. They get to see the performance of their own connection, which is very important. Yeah. And they can start to diagnose problems that they see on their own connection. But they also get to supply data for the greater good, because we're trying to create a publicly available data set that everyone can look at whilst not compromising people's own personal information. But also, we will use this data to inform investments made in Irish broadband, and there will be an improvement in broadband performance in Ireland as a consequence of this project.
So who are you actually working with from the point of view of regulators and organisations in Ireland?
So in Ireland, we are talking to ComReg, and we will be making the data available to ComReg. But also in other projects around the world, we work with the FCC in America, the regulators in Canada, Brazil, Singapore, and obviously the European Commission as well. So what we're looking to do is make this data available to the local regulator and to the ISPs, but also available to the European Commission as well, because this is the kind of information that they haven't been able to see as a consequence of their study. But with our work for Ofcom in the UK, we've been able to provide them with a very rich insight into internet performance in the United Kingdom. We want to put Ireland on the same footing as the data that we're seeing in England and Wales. And
so who specifically is funding your work in Ireland?
So we are funded via the projects that we're doing elsewhere in the world. And when we started off working, so going back to the start of Sam Knows, Sam Crawford came up with a way of measuring, very accurately measuring internet performance. And we then sent out hundreds of devices in the UK, and we did our own study. It was self-funding. This is along similar lines to that. We're looking at taking a deeper look into several countries. One of them is Ireland. Another one is Germany, Spain, and Italy. Obviously, we already have a very rich data set in the United Kingdom. And so what we're doing is we're building on our work with the European Commission, which is funded by the European Commission. And then we're looking to do these deep dives into these areas which we think are of interest to us. And Ireland is one of those, very much one of those.
So is it the case that that some of the work, as you say, that you've done elsewhere is going to help to launch this work here in Ireland? But the data that you gather here in Ireland, that's going to be of use to you. You're going to earn funds from supplying that data or for presenting that data to regulators and interested parties. Is that the case?
Yeah, that's right. And I would stress that the regulators obviously have a very particular view of the market. They're presented a situation where they're trying to make decisions about how to regulate the market. They have an information gap around performance. They have to fill that information gap. And that's where companies like Sam Knows comes in. But also the key stakeholders are other companies that are trying to provide services to consumers. So this might be a Netflix or a YouTube or a Facebook or someone like that. So there's lots of people that are stakeholders in terms of how good Ireland's broadband is. You know, the faster, I think Google had a calculation, the faster the internet connection is, the more money they're able to make as a company. So there's a lot of people who have are really incentivized to ensure that Ireland's broadband is as fast as possible. And that, I include in that the consumers who rely upon the internet now for a lot of their day-to-day activity.
So essentially, and it makes perfect sense to me, you're doing research. That research is valuable. You're gathering data which is of value and which will ultimately help improve the service for everyone. But I want to talk specifically now about the volunteers, the people that you recruit to gather data for you, to install your Sam Knows white box and gather that data. First of all, what kind of data are you gathering in relation to the volunteers? And is any of that data personal, and how secure is it?
Okay, so we deal with a lot of personal information. We do a number of different studies, or we have a number of different programs that we're operating. There's the fixed line study, which we're contemplating here. We also do mobile studies on behalf of governments around the world, the Brazilian government and the FCC being two examples. We do collect personal information. We obviously have to send a device to people, so we know where they live, we know their address, and we know their name. We also know what their internet package is. But aside from that, we don't look at anything to do with the individual. And that all of that information is incredibly secure and stored according to the relevant legislation and the controls that we have internally, which are of an incredibly high standard. But what we want is to know how the line performs, which is why we run what's called active tests. We don't look at what people are doing on the internet. We have our own tests which simulate people on the internet. And so whilst we do know where people's home address so that we can deliver a unit for them, we don't use that in relation to any of the results that we might publish. The results as they are published are anonymized to protect the identity of the individuals involved.
Okay, and as you say, you're not using my browsing and my surfing to evaluate the performance of my line. You're actually conducting your own tests with downloads and uploads over that line yourselves.
That's right. And if you think of us as three guys that got together, we wanted to solve this problem, which we saw as inaccurate information about internet performance. We wanted to do it in a way that we thought would be the best way of doing it. It just so happens that there's a large number, hundreds of thousands of consumers that agree with us. But we wouldn't want anyone collecting our information in that way. So we haven't designed a technical platform that does that. So really, we look at these projects as consumers ourselves, which is why it works in the way that it does.
Tell me again about let's talk about this problem of inaccurate data, as you describe it, Alex. How bad is that? When you say the data is inaccurate, are you talking about, say, the advertised speeds of ISPs, and if so, how inaccurate is that data?
Well, that's exactly the kind of thing that we're trying to measure by doing this study. So it's clear that there is a difference between advertised speed and actual speed. And we see this not just in Ireland, but we see this in all of the countries that we perform these studies in. And in some countries, it's greater than others. And that could be a function of the performance of the technology, or it could be a function of how the advertising is done. So that is exactly the question that we're setting out to, or one of the questions that we're setting out to answer by doing this study. The other issue with inaccuracy isn't just the discrepancy between advertised speed and actual speed, is how accurate is your data when you're running this test. And so we have developed this hardware device, which is more expensive for us, but because it is much more accurate, and also because it doesn't rely upon any of the surfing habits of the volunteers who participate. That's really what I'm talking about when I say it is imperative that if you're looking to promote investment in the internet infrastructure in Ireland, that you do so from the basis of extremely accurate data.
No, that's understood. What's in it for the user? What's in it for the volunteer, besides knowing that they're helping to make the internet better in Ireland?
Well, that's a reason in itself. I should add, though, we're constantly baffled by the sheer number of people who are as interested in this very geeky subject as we are. When we first started contemplating our first project in 2007, we thought that we were alone in thinking that this was important and that no one else would be interested. But as I say, since then, hundreds of thousands of people have expressed their not only interest but dedication to the project by volunteering to our various projects around the world. We continue to be amazed by the number of people that approach us and are supportive of this project. And we hope to be able to say the same of Ireland when this project gets underway.
Are there any particular constraints in terms of what kinds of broadband users, whether it's DSL or whatever, or any particular providers that you want to have recruited?
We typically want to focus on the larger providers, but we don't turn anyone away. We want to get as many volunteers as possible. We also would actively encourage people in rural areas as well as urban areas to volunteer for the project, because we really want to see the difference between performance in the cities and in the countryside. So everyone should feel like they are a potential candidate for us, and we want to get as many volunteers as possible.
Are you a non-profit company? Are you for-profit? How are you organized?
We're a for-profit company, but I wouldn't say that's the reason why we get out of bed in the morning. We very much enjoy we're predominantly a very technical company. The majority of our staff are technical, highly technical, and we are problem solvers, and we see ourselves filling this with an opportunity to fill this global information gap, and so I'd say that's why we're so passionate about this.
One more question. If I sign up for this, Alex, what kind of data, am I going to be able to see the data that is gathered in relation to my own connection?
Yes, you are. So the way that we present that is that we have a web dashboard, and a lot of your listeners will be very familiar with this because they'll use it for other services. You know, think of Google Analytics. That's a good example. But the dashboard that we've built, from the point of view of ISP or BT or Ofcom or consumers looking at this data. You log on to your own area of this dashboard, and it has all of your test results on there. And you can choose to make it very simple in terms of, you know, what's my download speed over this period, or you can look at it in much more detail, which is the kind of stuff that the level of granularity you can go to is probably what network engineers would be familiar with if they're looking at tools that they use to monitor network performance. But this isn't just for technical people. When we look at our volunteers around the world, we do have a large number of technical people who volunteer, and we're pleased to have them there. But we also have a large number of very normal consumers who just want to fill that information gap themselves. So it's not, we provide the data in a way that can be technical, very granular, if you wish it to be, and you can look into, it's the same as Google Analytics, it can be as complex as you want it to be, but at the same time, it can provide a very simplified view of your performance. The other thing that we do is we send out a monthly report card, which is a summary of your performance that month. And that, for the less technical people, that's kind of what they look at. They look at, you know, is it better this month or is it worse this month? And what are the key indicators saying? So we provide it in a number of different ways to make it as accessible as possible.
And getting back to the original problem, Alex, of the discrepancy between the advertised data or the assumed data and what's actually observed, what has been your experience in general in other markets up until now? What kind of discrepancies have been identified by your data?
So in the American market, what we saw wasn't that the American broadband was faster than anywhere else in the world. It wasn't that ADSL in America is faster than it is in the United Kingdom, for example, but the American market in a way that's much closer to what people can actually achieve. In the United Kingdom, they have one speed, which is a theoretical speed, and a lot of the consumers weren't receiving that. So what we've seen is actually big differences in terms of how these products are marketed. Where in the United Kingdom, to use that as an example, where there is a big difference between what people can actually get and what was being sold, what we've seen over the course of working with Ofcom is an enormous investment by Virgin and by BT and by other operators, Sky, to actually make those products much faster. And so what we tend to see as we do these projects and it's ongoing, we gather the data, we then go back to the regulator and the ISPs and we say, this is where we think you can improve yourselves. Then we see the investment kick in, and that's when everything gets faster. Advertising messages tend to stay pretty much static, but the actual performance that consumers are experiencing gets better. That's been our observations.
As you may know, the Minister for Communications here in Ireland, Pat Rabbit, has announced an investment of €500 million in broadband infrastructure here in Ireland. Have you been in touch with the Department of Communications here in Ireland? I imagine they'll certainly be very interested that the kind of data you're going to gather would certainly guide and inform their kind of investment.
We haven't been in touch with them, but it doesn't surprise me. We tend to approach this from the point of view of wanting to fill this information gap. We tend to get contacted by stakeholders who would like to see this information. We welcome a call from them, and yes, certainly where we've done this in other countries, especially where there is a stimulus fund, which this sounds like it is. But we certainly work with those organisations to make sure that the investment's being directed into the right areas.
Alex, listen, thank you very much for talking to us, and wish you all the best and lots of success in your time here in Ireland. And if there are any further developments or anything else you want to let us know about, do keep in touch with us here at technology.ie.
You're very kind. Thank you for your time.